And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, three separate shootings tore through Seattle's Belltown neighborhood over the weekend, leaving three people dead and three more wounded. Police have made no arrests in any of those three, but at a press conference on Monday, Interim Police Chief Andre Sales laid out the response. More patrols and a push to identify people already known to police, and he called those people trigger pullers. Not shooters nor killers, but trigger pullers, as though the problem with that weakens the vocabulary. Mayor Katie Wilson once argued that the city would be better off with no police department at all. Yeah, that makes so much sense, doesn't it? And the one she inherited is now down hundreds of officers, and her chief has a new word for the men doing the shooting, and he still doesn't have any of them in custody. Softening the language is one way to make a killing easier to look at. Softening the sentence is quite another. A municipal judge in Lima, Ohio, has given a truck driver 20 days in jail for a crash that killed a father and his 11-year-old son. Back in February, traffic on Interstate 75 had backed up behind a vehicle fire when a driver failed to slow his tractor trailer and plowed into the stopped traffic, crushing one family's SUV between two semis. The father and his son, Michael, died at the scene. The boy's mother, Amanda Gibson, was driving and survived with serious injuries, and prosecutors offered a plea deal on two misdemeanors, which capped what the judge could impose, and she suspended most of that. 20 days and $1,000 in fines for two lives. The driver's a Haitian national living here illegally while seeking asylum. He gets out September 21st, and ICE has a detainer waiting for him. Families who lose someone rarely get much say in how the loss is handled, but in New York, they're trying. Friday marks 25 years since September 11th, and relatives of victims have gathered close to 100,000 signatures on a petition asking Mayor Zohran Mamdani to stay away from the Ground Zero ceremony. On Tuesday, they stood on the steps of City Hall and asked him in person. Their objection's not his faith, it's the company that he keeps. The mayor's chief counsel once defended an Al-Qaeda operative held at Guantanamo Bay, whose brother-in-law helped to hijacked the plane that hit the Pentagon. That same council stood beside the mayor last week as he signed an order creating a citywide day of remembrance. Mamdani says he is going, and he's called the attacks what they were, but not every family wants him to stay home. I do tend to side with the belief that when 100,000 of those families ask you for a mourning, the decent answer is yes. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.